What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Hill Yenzer, wait for it, fantasy football podcast. Yes, I told everybody we're going to venture out and do different stuff other than the wrestling. Wrestling is going to be the main drive on this of my podcast. It's going to be the main drive. I'm going to try to get a podcast out this afternoon for wrestling where we talk about All Out. We talk about TakeOver, which I still, UK, which I still need to watch. Might try to watch that here during the first games. Might have it on the YouTube. Might double screen TV. Might be having the football games. And the tablet's probably going to have UK on. I have the sound low on the football games and have UK on. But anyway, we'll talk about wrestling later. I wanted to do this podcast to talk about fantasy football. Do the first one, and just to talk about what I'm going to do every week. I'm going to talk, break down quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, defenses, my top 10 starts, maybe talk about some starts I would not start, and go into that detail for the show every week. I'm going to try to also get out midweek so everybody get a chance to listen to it and everything. So everybody gets a chance to listen to it, adjust their lineups and everything accordingly. But I thought we'd get up here, get one going here, for this, to talk about fantasy football and everything. It's a crazy year of fantasy football. I'm in 9 leagues. People always look at me and cringe when I say 9 leagues. I'm like, what else do I have to do? It's 9 fantasy football leagues. I like it. Plus, I play daily. I love playing daily on DraftKings. I did 4 this week. I did 4 dailies. Not big money ones. I did like maybe, you could win big money, but they're not like, hey, you put $25 in against 25 people, you can win about maybe $400 or $500. Nothing like that or anything. There's a lot of people competing in these ones, so chances are very small winning. You got to have the perfect lineup. I think I did maybe put together a couple perfect lineups in DraftKings. We'll see what happens. But yeah, we're going to talk about fantasy football today and going forward every week. We'll probably maybe try to do this on Wednesday or Thursdays. We'll see how everything goes. I'm going to try to put the schedule together since I took the semester off of school. Maybe put together a nice little schedule, get this going here, rolling for fantasy football and everything. And also, if you have any questions, feel free to message me on Facebook at the Hill Yenzer Facebook page, and we'll try to get your questions answered that way for you. But let's talk about the top 10s. Let's talk about, first we'll go into quarterbacks. I was looking at the schedule today, and I mean, listen, these are just my opinions. How I feel the matchups are going, everything like that. Everybody might people are going to disagree with them. That's fine. Everybody got opinions. Just like everybody got an asshole, everybody got an opinion. So these are just my thoughts in my top 10 quarterback starts, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and defense starts for week one. And they're going to change each week because the matchups are going to get different. Week one's kind of like, hey, you want to play the best guys, but you also still got to think about and look at the preseason. You also got to look at their offseason, what they've done and stuff, and go from there. Like, who's starting a quarterback against the defense, that fourth. But let's get into this. First, we got the quarterbacks. My number 10 start quarterback, I got Tom Brady versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I'm going with this just based on pure history. Tom Brady is 5-0 at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tom Brady has never, I don't think Tom Brady's lost a game where after they won a home opener when they're revealing their banner for a Super Bowl. I don't think Tom Brady's ever lost a game there. That's going to be a whole different story there who wins the game. But I still think Tom Brady's going to put up numbers because it's Tom Brady. I mean, he's minus Gronk, and from week two on, he's going to have probably one of the top receivers in the game to throw the football to. which told you so. When Antonio Brown started acting an ass and Antonio Brown started doing all this crazy stuff, and then now when they were able to void him and cut him, I was like, he's going to New England. He's not going anywhere else. He's going to New England. Because New England's like, listen, we want to destroy the league. They really are out here. New England's really out here trying to begin, is trying to collect all the Fendi stones and is trying to destroy the NFL. Maybe that was the last piece. Tom Brady hasn't had a lead receiver since Randy Moss. And that was Randy Moss probably around this time in his prime. So he's getting Antonio Brown in his prime, coming off leading the league in touchdowns, 100 receptions, over 1,500 yards in receiving. You're just adding that to Tom Brady, which he already has. Josh Gordon, two decent running backs. And Julian Edelman. Stupid. I'm just... It would have been must-see TV if this would have happened earlier and Tom was, and Antonio Brown was able to play against Steelers. Ugh. That would have been disgusting. But who knows? Now it's his motivation. The Steelers do have to play them in the playoffs. But... Steelers secondary, still questions there. They got to put a pass rush on them, but still, I think Tom's still going to put up over 300 yards passing tonight against Steeler defense. If he doesn't, I mean, he's going to find Anzo a couple times. So, my number 9 quarterback, I got Baker Mayfield versus the Tennessee Titans. You want to talk about a debut that needs to happen? You got everything handed to you this in the offseason. They gave you a number one receiver. You got a better offensive line, an offensive-minded head coach. Now you have to do something with it. Tennessee Titan defense is up and down. Sometimes it was very good last year. Sometimes it was awful last year. But I think Baker Mayfield is going to put on a show in Cleveland tonight to put them showing that they are a playoff contender. We'll see on that end, but I think Baker Mayfield is going to put up these numbers against a Tennessee just an average Tennessee Titan defense. So that's why I put Baker Mayfield at 9. Number 8, I got Dak Prescott versus New York Giants. I think the New York Giants and the Miami Dolphins are going to be battling for probably just one of the worst teams in the NFL. I don't see, yeah, they got Barkley, but that's it. That's it the New York Giants have. Defense is Defense, I really don't think it's that good. I think Dak needs to prove that he's worth the $30 million he asked for, which I thought is absurd when I saw that. First, I was like, oh, he's asking for 30 years over, like, a couple years. No, he's asking for 30. He was asking for 30-plus. 30-plus a year. But I think Dak can get a hold. There's no Landon Collins back there for the New York Giants anymore. Not many good. They don't got the big name corner or anything like that. So I think Dak and Amari Cooper could and they got Jason. He got Jason Witten back. Jason Witten back and Gallup. So I mean he has a couple weapons and Zeke's gonna be playing. So I think Dak could have a nice game tonight, and that's why I put him at number 8. Number 7, I got Jared Goff versus the Carolina Panthers. Carolina got a good defense, but I feel like Jared Goff needs to prove something and take that next step, and today could be a good step against a good defense where he got absolutely embarrassed in the Super Bowl. But I feel like if Todd Gurley can get the holes open and can get the holes open and help the passing game out a little bit. Because, I mean, Carolina's probably going to focus more on the run game. So, with that, I feel they can open up the passing game and help Jared Goff there against there. Number 6, I got Carson Wentz versus the Washington Redskins. Carson Wentz, if healthy, he's a top 5 quarterback. I mean, I think he has the potential to be a top 5 quarterback week in and week out if he's healthy. He got a good tight end. He got decent receivers in Jeffries and Aguilar, which people sleep on Aguilar. I feel like when Wentz plays, Aguilar's a star. When Wentz doesn't play, that's when Aguilar disappears. Aguilar is like one of my sleepers. I picked him in all my dailies because I feel like, one, he always shows out against Washington week one. And when Wentz is healthy, he finds a way to do that. But, yeah, I think Wentz is going to have a good game today against Washington, an okay Washington defense. Number five, I got Lamar Jackson here against the Miami Dolphins. As I stated before, I think the Miami Dolphins is going to be a shit show. I mean, we all thought the Buffalo Bills was going to be a shit show last year, and they looked out to be totally different, but it's different. I feel like Miami's just going to tank, try to get the number one pick, try to get a quarterback next year, and yeah, I feel like Lamar Jackson has a chance to do it on the ground in the air today against, that's why I put him at five, because I think he can also do it on the ground today. Not just in the air, I think he can also do it in the ground. I just couldn't put him higher than this because the top four, I really think, are going to have big games today, which go into that. Number four, Drew Brees versus Houston. Again, I think Houston's defense took a step back. Really didn't get any after losing the Honey Badger and in training Clowney. I think their defense is going to take a step back. J.J. Watt's only one man, so he can't play corner. I think Drew Brees is going to have a big game in Houston on Monday night. Number three, Phillip Rivers versus Indianapolis. Phillip Rivers could have a really good game today. I feel like Indianapolis is another team that they have all the pieces there, and I think losing Andrew Luck's going to hurt their demeanor a little bit, that the whole franchise. When you lose your star player just all of a sudden, it's going to really hurt your franchise. And I think it's not going to hurt them. I think they're still going to be a decent team, but I don't think they're going to be like a top team. A lot of people got the Los Angeles Chargers going to Super Bowl. They really do have a really good team. I could see that, but today I do got Phillip Rivers as my number three quarterback versus the Indianapolis Colts. Number two, I got Russell Wilson versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Russell Wilson's at home, puts up really good numbers at home. Cincinnati's secondary is still question marks. I mean, we got William Jackson maybe playing a full season this year. Don't got a corner opposite to him. Secondary really don't got that big playmaking safety. Bates is okay. On Berger being really good. But they really didn't get that, like, really good. I would love to see them try to get Ha-Ha Clinton Dix in Cincinnati. I hate to say that, but that could really help that secondary out. But I really think Russell Wilson could have a big game, throwing to Metcalf, Lockett maybe, doing it on his feet also, doing with his feet also as well. And my number one quarterback, of course, since it is week one matchups, we don't know what's going on. You got to put Pat Mahomes in your lineups. Don't matter, Jacksonville defense. He shredded them last year in defense. We know that they could be better, Jacksonville. This could be a shock game. This could be the trap game everybody's talking about, where Jacksonville defense gets back and brings Pat Mahomes back to life, brings him back down to earth. I don't see that happening. I think Pat Mahomes has a decent game, and that's my number one quarterback start. Let's go on to running backs. My number 10 running back, I do have Mark Ingram, again, playing at Miami defense. I think Mark Ingram's going to have a good season this year. I really think he can have a good season in Baltimore. Baltimore now has a legitimate running back now. None of this running back by committee. Number 9, I got James Conner versus the Steelers. James Conner versus Steelers. Oh, I need a morning coffee, and I don't even drink coffee. Versus New England. Last year, New England gave up 100 yards to the backup, Samuels. I feel like James Conner's had a great preseason, and Steelers do have one of the top offensive lines in football. It doesn't matter who you put back there. They can really do damage, and I think James Conner could be on his way to having a big season this year. He was on the way. He's got to stay healthy. James Conner got to stay healthy. If he stays healthy, he can really do damage this year. My number 8, I got David Johnson. My number 8 running back, I got David Johnson versus Detroit. The Detroit Lions. I think David Johnson got to have a prove-it year this year. David Johnson was a top pick for so many years. He's not that old yet, so he's still got some wheels left. He could very well be a fantasy steal if you're getting him in the late first or second rounds. And I think he's going to have a decent season this year. It all depends on Kyler Murray, how good Kyler Murray can do. I mean, I think the problem with him, David Johnson, he always had Carson Palmer, and he had a decent quarterback. The past couple years, he's had that good quarterback play. Now, if Kyler Murray can get the ball moving in the air, put some pressure off the running game, put the pressure on secondaries of teams, they can open up the running game, and David Johnson can have a good year. Number seven, I got Alvin Kamara versus that Houston defense we talked about with Drew Brees. I really want to put him higher, but I feel like the volume of workload, and they're always talking about splitting carries still with him and Murray, which I don't understand. Latavius Murray, I don't understand why they're doing that. Number six, I got Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's going to have to be – he's going to be on the field all the time. He can also – I wanted to put him higher too, but I just feel like the workload that he might not get – this. I mean, if it's a PPR league, yeah, he's going to get a lot of looks of getting out of the backfield and everything. But running the football, I'm not sure against that tough Rams defense. Numbers five, which is my sleeper of the day in running back in all positions, I got Dalvin Cook versus Atlanta. Dalvin Cook looked amazing in the preseason. He looks healthy. And if Dalvin Cook stays healthy, I think he has a chance to be a top three and maybe even be a top five running back at the end of the year in fantasy point-wise. Atlanta's defense, really not that good. Really didn't add anything last year also. I mean, I know they were hit with a lot of injuries last year and everything, but I think Dalvin Cook can have a really good game and go forward and have a really good season in fantasy football. Number four, I got Todd Gurley versus Carolina. Again, I think if they can get the ball moving and get the ball moving against Carolina, it's going to open up the passing game. Todd Gurley, another one. He needs to stay healthy. Number three, welcome back to Fantasy Football Teams, Le'Veon Bell against Buffalo. Le'Veon Bell's had big games against Buffalo. I think it was 2 years ago or maybe 3 years ago up in Buffalo. He had the 200-yard game against Buffalo there. Le'Veon Bell's a really good football player. Getting him, a lot of people were getting him late first, early second. Also, again, I think he can be an absolute steal also, the value you're getting him there. I got him playing in daily with Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook was not expensive if daily also, so if you're looking that route also as well. Number two, I got Saquon Barkley versus the Dallas Cowboys. Reason being, because they have nobody else. I feel like Barkley's going to get a ton of carries. He's going to get looks out of the backfield because he's their biggest offensive threat. It could be a bad thing. It could be a good thing. But this is a good game to prove how good Barkley is now with Beckham not being there to take some load off, take some pressure off him also there. And number one, I got Ezekiel Elliott versus the New York Giants. That Giant defense lost a lot of good people on that defense. Zeke got the big contract. He wants to prove he's worth every penny, and I think he's going to have a big game today. That's why I got him as my number one running back. Moving on to receivers, I got number 10, I got Mike Evans. I got Mike Evans against San Francisco. San Francisco had some nice pieces, but I still think the secondary is got some holes in it. And I think that Winston can, when Bruce Arians' new offense, I think Mike Evans can get open and open up and get it open and maybe find the end zone maybe once tonight for Tampa Bay. Number nine, I got Tyreek Hill versus Jacksonville. I know he's probably going to get shadowed by Ramsey today. That's going to be a tough matchup. But if he can, I feel like he can get the top open, get over the top, and Mahomes can use that arm he got and throw maybe a bomb. He might catch one or two and may make a play. Maybe catch a couple screen plays also. Let him get an open field and stuff. That's why I still had to put Tyreek Hill in the line, put Tyreek Hill still in your lineups. He's still a threat. Just got paid also. He just got paid yesterday, too. There's a lot of receivers that got paid yesterday, so good for them. Number eight, I got Adam Thielen versus Atlanta. Diggs might be out today. Gonna wait for the see if he's gonna be playing or not today. So Kirk Cousins is gonna be looking at Adam Thielen's way a little bit. Number seven, I got Juju Smith-Schuster versus New England. Juju, I feel like he could have a big season this year. He's the number one receiver. He's really looked really well in preseason also as well. Number six, I got Amari Cooper. Again, we talked about Dallas, the Giants defense, not really good this year. I think they're not going to be really good this year. Number five, Mr. Quiet, Mr. Dependable, Keenan Allen versus Indianapolis. Keenan Allen's had two really good seasons. Well, he had one good season last year. He had a really good season last year. He was doing well previous, and the injuries happened the year before that. But I feel Keenan Allen is just dependable. He's a safe pick week in and week out. He's going to catch passes. Phil Rivers is going to look his way. Number four, another person that got paid, as we were talking about earlier, Julio Jones versus Minnesota's defense. Now with Ridley being there, Austin Hooper, Sanu, I feel like Julio, with his talent, can find a way to put up decent numbers. I feel like he'll put up decent numbers today. I think he can get 100 yards today against that good Minnesota Vikings defense. So I got Julio number four. Number three, DeAndre Hopkins versus New Orleans. They did get Kenny Stills. I don't know if he's playing or not tonight, Monday. But DeAndre Hopkins, top going to be a top five, top three receiver, if not being the top receiver by the end of the year. Number two, Odell Beckham versus Tennessee. Tennessee got an average defense. I think Beckham's another guy that he wants to make a statement week one, along with that whole Cleveland team. So I think Beckham's in line for a big game today. And number one, I got Michael Thomas, I'll catch anything, versus Houston. I think Michael Thomas is going to be my sleeper to be, not sleeper, but my pick to be the best receiver. At the end of it, he's going to have the most fantasy points out of any receivers. Well, that was before what happened in New England. Let's back it up a little bit there. I think he'll have the second most points because I think Antonio Brown's going to go off this year. It makes me sad to say. Anyway, I digress. Let's go on to tight ends. Number 10, I got Kyle Rudolph versus Atlanta. Everybody sleeps on Kyle Rudolph. He's Mr. Dependable. He can always find the end zone. And if you don't have one of the top three tight ends, and I was telling people a lot in the drafts, if you do not get one of the top three tight ends, I didn't pick a tight end until like round 10 or 11 because they were still out there. I was getting Hunter Henry in some drafts, 8, 9, 10. I was getting Rudolph, McDonald, Austin Hooper, a lot of tight ends really late that could have a good season this year. So, I mean, it wasn't a big rush. If you weren't getting the Kittles, the Kelsey's, or the Ertz, after that, it was like, all the other tight ends I feel are the same. But I got Kyle Rudolph at number 10. Number 9, I got Austin Hooper. I feel Matt Ryan's going to need a safety blanket tonight against the Minnesota defense. Security blanket, so right there, safety right there for him to have, and Austin Hooper will be that guy tonight just to help out, to get the ball moving if they need to be. Number 8, O.J. Howard versus San Francisco. Again, I feel like San Francisco's secondary did not really improve. They improved a lot on the front seven, but the back end, I don't think they improved that much. So O.J. Howard could be in line for a big game. Number 7, I got Vance McDonald. I feel like now Jesse James is not in the – is not – he has to worry about Jesse James anymore, which I never thought Jesse James was – he had maybe two good games. I don't understand what – we'll get into my sleeps and busts with Jesse James, but I feel Vance McDonald could have a big season this year, tight end. Number 6, I got Jared Cook versus Houston. Again, that Houston defense lost some pieces. Don't know how they're going to adjust to that. So Drew Brees and his passing attack can very well, and Jared Cook could be in line for a big game. Number five, I got Evan Engram for the New York Giants. Again, he's going to just fall into he's probably going to get the looks because Sterling Shepard, not really sold on him, but he's probably going to get the looks. So, volume, you always got to look at the guys that are going to get the more looks, because they can either turn those into good things or they can turn into really bad things. So by looks, that's why by number of passes thrown to him, I got him number five. Number four, I got Hunter Henry. I think Hunter Henry's going to have a big season this year. I think Hunter Henry could be in line to be a top tight end at the end of this, with Phillip Rivers being his quarterback in the offense they do in Los Angeles. So that could be really big for him. I really got him being there, having a big season there at number four versus Indianapolis. Number three, I got Travis Kelce versus Jacksonville. Again, when you got your quarterback, Pat Mahomes, one of the top quarterbacks in the league, everybody's going to reward the benefits there of that. Number two, I got Zach Ertz versus Washington. Healthy Wentz means Zach Ertz numbers go up. Number one, George Kittle versus Tampa Bay. Jimmy Garoppolo needs a receiver to help out, to help move the ball. I think George Kittle broke out last year. I think George Kittle's going to have a big game week one against Tampa Bay. Going on to my defenses. Number 10 defense start this week, I would go with Minnesota against Atlanta. Number 9, I got the Jets versus Buffalo. Buffalo doesn't really got a running game. They really don't got no wide receivers. Allen's okay, but I really got the Jets defense at number 9. I think the Jets defense can really do some damage there in that game. I got Tampa Bay, number 8. Number 7, I got Dallas. Number 6, I got the Los Angeles Rams. 5, I got the Los Angeles Chargers versus Indianapolis. Number 4, I got Denver versus Oakland, because Oakland's a shit show right now. Number 3, I got Seattle versus Cincinnati. No AJ Green tonight. Now they also got Clowney, so have fun with that Cincinnati today. Number 2, I got Philadelphia versus Washington. Case Keenum equals turnovers for Philadelphia. And number 1, Baltimore. There's going to be no Fitz magic. I think Baltimore's going to shut that down with a quickness. So I got Baltimore being my number 1 defense. Oh, excuse me, I had to take a drink there. Let's go over some sleepers, some top rookie performances, and my bust for each position. Let's go first. We'll start a defense, since we just ended with defense with top 10s. My sleeper defense, I got the Pittsburgh Steelers. I watched them during the preseason a lot because, of course, that's my favorite team, of course. I'm a little homer there. That's why it's called the Hill Yunzer podcast. but, I mean, they look like a different defense. They fly to the ball. They hit. Devin Bush is going to make a big impact this year. Everybody's getting better on that defense. Joe Hayden got re-signed for 3 years. TJ Watt. The front seven, I think, is really good. That secondary can just fine-tune in and get better. I think this defense can be a top 10 defense at the end of the year. My bust defense, I got Houston. Houston lost a lot of pieces. I think Houston's going to struggle on defense this year. They might be catch themselves in a couple shootouts this year. Tight end, my sleeper, I got Hunter Henry. I got three here. I got Hunter Henry, Vince McDonald, and Tyler Eifert. I would go 1A and then 1B and C as being breakouts. More breakout, I think, would be Hunter Henry if I had to pick just one. My top rookie for tight end is going to be TJ Hockenson, because Jesse James is not a good tight end. A lot of people are picking him early, too, over TJ, and I'm like, I don't think he even had over 500 yards for the Pittsburgh Steelers in his career, and he got paid. I mean, maybe Detroit saw something different. Maybe he's a good blocking tight end, but by fantasy numbers, Jesse James is not going to put up those numbers. That's why he's my bust tight end, because I don't think he's going to put the numbers up, and TJ's going to take over that top tight end spot from him. Wide receivers, my sleeper is Corey Davis. I think Corey Davis is going to break out this year. I think he has to. I think he has a big year this year. My rookies, DK Metcalf. for Seattle. I think Russell Wilson's going to really like having a big target there. He always had the smaller targets there. Now he's going to have a big target in Metcalf. And my bust is Cortland Sutton. Somebody in one of my fantasy football leagues tried to trade me. I know, I get it. Antonio Brown got cut, and everybody thought he was not going to get picked up on a team. Somebody tried to send me Cortland Sutton for Antonio Brown, the wide receiver for the Broncos. And I almost went, I was like, I feel attacked. I feel my fantasy football knowledge got attacked. I was pissed. I don't think he's going to have a good season. I just don't see it. Emmanuel Sanders on the opposite side is still there. They got the rookie tight end from Iowa, the other rookie tight end from Iowa. I just think he's not going to have a good season. A lot of people were picking him higher than Emmanuel Sanders, and I'm like, didn't understand that at all. Running back, my sleeper, again, I got talked for. I think Dalvin Cook stays healthy. He's going to have a big year. Top five running back in my eyes. Top rookie, Josh Jacobs, because I feel like the other rookies. David Montgomery did not look good on Thursday night. I was not impressed at all. I mean, everybody's hyping up Minnesota's defense. I mean, not Minnesota, Green Bay's defense. But I just didn't see anything from him. I think he was the only rookie worth anything drafting this year, running back. But you never know. Miles Sanders, if he gets a couple touches, it's going to be tough in a crowded backfield in Philadelphia. In my bust, I think Aaron Jones is going to be a bust this year. I never was a fan of Aaron Jones. And I feel like Williams could become the better of the two running backs. I think they're both the same. I think Aaron Jones just gets more looks because of one good game. But I don't think he's going to have a good season. They need to get a running game there. They're going to help Aaron Rodgers out. He was not good on Thursday night at all. And then my quarterbacks, sleeper, I got Sam Darnold. I think Sam Darnold could have a decent year now with Le'Veon Bell being in the backfield there for him. My top rookie is Kyle Murray. I feel like, again, the other rookie quarterbacks are not going to get the chance that Kyle Murray's going to get in Arizona. And my bust after Thursday night's game is Mitchell Trubisky. He looked awful. He did not look like an NFL starting quarterback. It looks like they had the handcuffs on. They didn't help let him be the quarterback. And I don't think he can be the quarterback. I don't think he can be like a top 10 quarterback in this league. And I think he's not going to put up the numbers that people think he's going to put up. So I got Mitch Trubisky as being a bust there. So those are my fantasy top 10s for this week. Week 1. We'll be back here next week. We're going to talk about the fantasy performances from last week. Top fantasy performances. Top letdowns. That's always fun. We're going to talk a little bit about those next week and get into the little top 10s. And then the fun gets beginning after week 1. After you see everybody performing and seeing defenses and everything like that after week 1. The fun happens after week 2 and going forward. But till then, guys, have a great day. Happy NFL Sunday. The NFL is back on Sundays again. stuff to do on Sundays. enjoy it. Again, if you like what you're listening to, please go follow me on Facebook, on the Hill Yenzer Facebook page. YouTube channel coming up. We're going to get content on the YouTube channel real soon here. Follow me on Instagram. If you have questions, ask on Instagram, ask on Twitter, ask on Facebook. Like I said, we're turning to Hill Yenzer Podcast Experience. I guess we're going to call it the Experience now. Because we're going to talk about fantasy football. We're going to talk about Steeler football. I'm not going to do a preview. I'm going to talk about the game when I get home tonight. We're going to talk about the game. And, of course, again, what's going to drive this podcast and want it to drive is wrestling. We're going to talk about wrestling. We're going to get a podcast up here. We're going to talk about All Out, NXT UK. We're going to talk about the hill turns that happened and didn't happen and go from there. Guys, again, enjoy your Sundays. I'll be talking to you guys real soon. Till then, peace.